This year, for the first time, the League is deploying the power of its national vote411.org technology to bring an interactive online voter's guide to the voters in Springfield for both the preliminary and the general elections in Springfield.
And so what does this mean?
What this means is that by going to vote411.org, voters can get, once they put in their address, a detailed look at the races and the candidates that will be on the ballot at their polling places this September 19 for the preliminary election. And that's important because in municipalities like Springfield that have multiple geographical divisions for their offices, 8 wards and 4 school committee districts, it's sometimes difficult for all but the most veteran political watchers to know precisely what ward and also what school committee district they live in. This eliminates the guesswork.
And it also includes, I would assume, information about the at-large candidates as well.
Everyone is represented, and you get a profile of the office that they're running for, the terms, the salaries, biographical information about the candidates, their social media outlets, their presence on Facebook, plus a set of questions posed by League members to each of these candidates. And you can compare them side by side and check them off and build your ballot. This is particularly important this year when there are so many candidates seeking election for our at-large seats and also some of our ward seats, because there are several incumbents who have chosen not to run again. So this has really, this combined with the general upswing in interest in running for office and being politically active, has really brought out a fine array of candidates who are a lot to keep track of.
Give me an example, if you could, of maybe one or two of the questions that were asked of the candidates that they respond to in this platform.
Well, we certainly asked everyone to explain what their qualifications were and why they were running for office. We went on to ask school committee candidates, for example, how they rate the performance of the school committee over the past 4 years, and also how they rate the performance of the school administration. We asked city council candidates to talk about their sense of the budget, if there were any actual items that they consider underfunded, and of course, what their priorities are.
And did all of the candidates respond?
Almost all of the candidates. There were only 3 who have yet to respond, and we're still hopeful that they will be able to do so.
Now, as far as the voters go, they can take this information with them. You said they can build their own ballot, so I assume they can carry this on their smartphone or whatever into the voting booth with them.
It can be seen on your phone. It can be wherever you want it to be, whenever you want it to be.